And excuse me, I would just like to inform all participants that today's conference is being recorded. Thank you.
Thank you, Laurie. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the FRN call on the 16th of February, 2012. On the call today, we have Mikey O'Connor, Consular Philology, James Bodell, and Tatiana Comsova. From staff, we have Mookie Koenigs, Bonne Saint-Géry, Barry Cobb, and myself, Natalie Perrigan. We also have apologies from Michaela Nayland, Paul Diaz, and Ken Stubbs. I would like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thanks, Natalie, and welcome all to what may be our last substantive conversation, I'm hoping so anyway, on this drafting team. Before we get into that, just a quick review of the agenda. We can see that really it's a one-stop agenda today to try and get as close as we can to finished on our recommendations. Before we go into that, I'll take that momentary pause to see if there are any changes to statements of interest. Okay. What you see on your screen is the results of our conversation last week, where we really came up with four options, and I went ahead and sort of invented some stuff and tidied some things up, so I thought I would walk you through these. And I think that this is really the sum and substance of our recommendation back to the council. Marika has done a fabulous job of putting together a first draft of the report, and I think if we can get through this today, that we could drop this into the recommendation sections and essentially circulated on the list for final approval on next week's call. So let me walk you through this. We'll have as much conversation as we need to get to the point where we're comfortable with this and then call it a day. The four options that I pulled out of the transcript last time, one of them is to recommend that we initiate a PDP. Another is to add this issue to the PDP that's coming up on the RAA. Another is to suggest that a process be launched to explore adding essentially a paragraph to the RAA in the business practices section that addresses this. And then a final option, which would be the recommendation not to do anything at all. What I did for each of these is I came up with sort of the what would be required next the advantages and disadvantages, and then our view. And so let me just quickly run through that. The next step would be to start the PDP. The council would vote, presumably, to request an issue report. And, the advantages to that is that this would provide all the usual good things that happen when we do a PDP. We'd get a lot of discussion and awareness across the community. We'd get a lot of opportunity for fact-finding and discussion, the usual value of the rigor that we see when we do a PDP. The disadvantages are that I think there was a pretty strong sense on the call last time that there's an awful lot of contention for scarce resources, and I didn't have the sense that we felt that this warranted that kind of attention or that kind of resources to address. Another drawback to this approach is that this is a pretty narrowly defined issue, and it especially after the poll, it really seems to be basically one organization that's doing this in any volume. And it seems like a PDP is sort of overkill for that kind of a problem. And then the last disadvantage, of course, is that PDPs do take a long time. And so I had the sense from the call that we didn't think that this was a good match for the PDP process. The next one, same format, would be to tack this on to the the upcoming RAA PDP, and there the next step would be to put this issue in the scoping conversations that are going on right now about that PDP and see if the people who are chartering that project agreed with us that this would be a good fit for that. The good news would be that we would at least not be consuming a whole PDP's worth of resources. We'd be presumably riding along on the resources that are being used in general on the RAA. And so it might be faster to get up to speed, and it might, I guess mostly it's more quicker to get up to speed is our main thought. We had some, James, go ahead.
Just real quickly, Mikey, the downside of this particular approach is I don't know that the PDP on the RAA is a certainty. I don't know. Maybe staff can help me out here. I think it's something that's being discussed, and I think it's, you know, if I were a betting man, I would say it's probably likely, but I don't know that, it's inevitable. So just want to put that out there.
Yeah, okay, I'll add that.
There's a risk that it may not happen or may not happen soon.
Yeah. Marika, go ahead and chime in while I'm typing away here.
Yeah, this is Marika. It is actually a certainty as it was initiated by the board. There's no intermediate vote by the GNSO Council. So from that perspective, it will go through automatically.
Okay. Does it have a charter?
Yes, it will go through the same process. So indeed, you know, the next step would then be, you know, the chartering process, and you know, of course, might be some time there, because as you know, in the preliminary issue report, you know, the staff I think has suggested a number of approaches of tackling it, because there are a lot of issues in there. So that's something that will need to be worked out. But at the same time, indeed, the issue will go to a PDP as it's board initiated, and also I think the board did indicate, you know, the sense of urgency in this. So. Of course, the details will need to be worked out, but from an initiation perspective, as it's board initiated, it will, you know, definitely go through to the next level. But as I understand, I think my colleagues are working on the final issue report, and I think Margie told the council today at its meeting that, you know, they hope to deliver it soon. So that would mean that, you know, potentially the council could consider it at its next meeting in Costa Rica.
Okay, one quick question. So, and help me remember the process. The council does not have the option to vote it down then?
Correct.
Because it's board initiated?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Okay, Mikey, then I withdraw my concern then. Thanks. Thanks for clarifying.
Well, but I think another one that just came up, though, which is we may have missed the train on this one. If it's already essentially chartered. Marika, can you give us a sense of whether we could slip this issue into the charter at this stage, or is the charter already far enough along?
No, the charter is written. I mean, the way the issue report is written, I think it has focused on the law enforcement recommendation for the RAA, but it also has incorporated the recommendations from the RAA working group that took place some time ago. And I spoke to my colleagues, presumably, if the council would, you know, deem it appropriate to add this issue, you know, it would still be a timely moment, because I think that, indeed, as I said, the next step will be the chartering process and really deciding how to, you know, divide up this PDP, because I think in the preliminary issue report it suggests maybe you're looking at four tracks, and, you know, still need to discuss whether it will be in parallel or sequentially, or I think that's one of the topics that needs to be discussed possibly as well with the board, because it's, you know, doing everything at the same time, you know, doesn't seem a feasible approach. And of course, at the same time, in parallel, you also have the RAA negotiations going on that might already tackle some of the issues that are also in the PDP. So that still needs to be sorted out. But, you know, presumably, as that's already all will move forward, if the council would wish so, I presume it would be possible to add an issue to that list.
Okay. So I think that this list then is okay as it stands. Okay, I think the punchline at the end of this is that we thought that this was worthy of a broader discussion, but it wasn't our favorite approach to tackling this. In fact, our favorite was this one, which is to explore adding a section to the RAA that just addresses this business practice. And I threw a bunch of question marks in there because I don't exactly know what the process would look like. We could circle back to that if we conclude that this is the way we really want to go. I'm sure that Rick and I could fill in those question marks, but I was sort of winging this on the fly and didn't know. The thought that I had was that I lifted this out of the chat. There's currently language that's very similar to this where that we could basically copy. And I don't know that proposed is really the right term, but possible or suggested or something to indicate that some smart people would have to figure out the exact language, but something along the lines of what I wrote there, that registrars will not deceptively represent themselves as something that they're not. The good news and the bad news, the good news I think overwhelms the bad news, but I think we need to make sure that we agree on that. Much less resource, much less time, much more targeted, both work and solution. It would very handily meet the goals of providing the ICANN compliance team with the tools that they need to go after these folks. There is some worrisome stuff. One is that it's not as transparent as PDP, but I think that that could be addressed in the implementation. And then, you know, the ever-present concern that we accidentally create more trouble than we solve. But again, I think that's fairly easy to handle. And the sense that I had at the end of the call was that that's the one that we prefer as a group. And then finally, the no action at this time. Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, it doesn't work. I have a question, but maybe I just missed it because Tom's call all the way up. On the adding to the RAA, what will be the process for that? Is the idea that that would get added to the current RAA negotiations?
Well, that's why I put question marks in there.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't know. But, you know, what we were hoping was that some process could be initiated. James, do you want to chime in on this?
This is something that, you know, I think we've identified that registrars could, you know, raise this or volunteer this as, you know, as in an effort to kind of regulate their own rogue elements within their own constituency here. That you know, we would then, you know, unilaterally ask that this be included as a part of the RAA negotiation team. Now, having said that, by the way, having said that is one of my least favorite phrases. It's become a cliche, but... But having said that, Michele and I both felt, after discussing this last week, that this is just a very sensitive time to be introducing new ideas to the RAA negotiating team. So I do think it's the most expeditious route to get this into an enforceable contract, and I do believe that the only folks that would be materially impacted by this would be registrars, and they seem to... you know, significantly support this, at least the ones that participate in ICANN and participate in our surveys. But there's just so much contention going on with a lot of the RAA's components that are on the table right now. And you know, there's a lot of good ideas, but there's also a lot of sides being taken within the stakeholder group. And I feel like it's not a good time to throw a new, you know, to throw any more blood into that water. Right now, the sharks are still, you know, swimming quite a bit. So that's just my take on that. I still feel that it is the most expeditious way to do it. It's just we have to choose our timing very carefully. Thanks. And I would also just add that maybe Tatiana certainly has a different view on that. It's certainly possible, but that's my impression.
If that kind of captures your thought, James.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, okay. All right, so then the last one is just sort of the straw man, the don't do anything, which we don't like, but it does have the advantage of no resource requirements, but it has a lot of disadvantages. It doesn't really address this problem in any way, and so I didn't think that we supported it, but I thought we should put those in there. I guess at this point, I'd like to just stop and have sort of a general conversation about this, all four of these. Let me see if I can make them small enough to fit on the screen, but there'll be something you can read. Well, I can read that. Let's see if we go to one notch smaller. Oh, it doesn't get on the screen anyway, so what the heck with it. I'll make it readable. Any thoughts, one way or the other? Is this a pretty accurate summary of where we're at? People comfortable with it? If so, hooray. If not, let's fix it. I'm liking that silence as an indication that it's pretty close. Good deal. Good for us. If that's the case, Marika, do you feel like this is enough of a sketch from which you can write language to drop into that part of the report? If so, great. If not, I'd be happy to work with you on that to flesh it out. But I sort of wanted to get your sense.
Yeah, it doesn't work. I think I can, you know, start working from here. The only question, I guess, is a bit how you want to frame it. Just go through the different options and then say, like, these are two of the potential options. Are you expecting the drafting team to make a final decision and say, well, this is, you know, these are the options we considered, but this is the one we're putting forward to the council?
Yeah, I think that what I was thinking was that we would do all four of these. Put them in order of preference. So the one that's highlighted right now, the add a section to the RAA be the first choice. The added on to the RAA PDP being the second, and then the other two being the last two. So that people can quickly get to the meat of our recommendation. Because, you know, this is a little less formal process. It's really just essentially an advisory memo to the GNSO Council. And so quickly cutting to the chase, I think, seems like a good thing. But I think it is good to document our reasoning for why we elected not to pursue those other ones. The other... I think at this point, then, I'm going to switch over from sharing my screen to sharing the report. And put that up there. I think that you all have the power to move within it. Yeah. I might just grab control away from you for a minute and walk us through this. Make it a little bit bigger. Is that still on your screen? Can people still see it? Shout out if it's not. You know, what we've really got is a nice short report we'll wait for Marika to do the summary. Then we've got the background that really is mostly the charter. who we were, how we went about it, the conversation with ICANN staff, the survey, and the survey results. Now, one thing that we could do is, in addition to the raw... Oh, here they are. Oh, no. In addition to these raw results, one of the other... I'm going to go back to sharing my screen for just a minute. I also summarized our analysis of the survey results. Let me get that in front of you. And we could include that if we want. So I sort of went through question by question and typed notes from the transcript. That was the most of this conversation was on the call that I missed because of that stupid hearing. And so I just listened to the transcript. And I guess my question to the group is, should we include these or not? I think that's sort of the last substantive question of the day. And I'd be curious to hear people's reactions. I could walk you through these, or if you've seen them before, I've sent them to the list. So the question, I think, is really, do you think that the council would find these useful? And if so, I'm sure Marika and I could figure out a way to stitch these into the survey results, maybe under each question. Any thoughts one way or the other on that? Just sort of let you read them for a minute. I mean, it seemed to me that we did a pretty good job with this. And it would be a shame not to share it with the decision makers. So if you left it to me, I would probably put these in. Because it was a pretty significant piece of work that we did. And I think if nothing else, it's good documentation of what we did. So tentatively, why don't we plan on doing that? Marika, I'll get this to you in an outline format so that you can just chop it into bits and maybe stuff it in under each section of the survey.
Right.
So it shouldn't be hard to do. And I, as I say, I think it would be good documentation of our work. And maybe what we do, because that'll make the survey pretty long, is we stick all that in an appendix so that the body of the report is a little tighter. And then we put the survey and the analysis of it in an appendix for people who really want to dig in. This is just swinging right along. We may be just about done. Because that's about what I had. Let me take us back to the report real quick. So there's the survey, and so what I'm thinking is that maybe we can just stick a section under each one of these questions, Marika. That's, you know, just like just before the beginning of the next one that just summarizes our conversation about each question. And then I think that the only thing left is, yeah, the analysis and recommendations, and that's what I where I think the before we are never done. James, oh ye of little faith. I think that's where we staple our work of today, and then I think we're pretty close to a final draft. And Marika, if it seems like a reasonable target, if we could get an updated version of this out to the list within the next couple of days, review it over the following few days, and give it our final run through next week, then I think we're pretty much right on target for delivering this to the council at Costa Rica. That's what I got. Anybody got any thoughts beyond this thing? Big long silence. I love that. Well, all right then. I think we'll grant ourselves a half an hour of spare time and wrap this call up. Marika, do you need to stay on the call with me for a minute to do any specifics, or are you pretty comfortable that if I send you an outline version of this stuff, you can take it and run with it?
Yeah, I think that will work, and otherwise we can always have a follow-up conversation if something is not clear.
Yeah, because I have no calls tomorrow, so anytime tomorrow is fine with me if you need to pick it up again. Well, cool. There you go. That's it for me. Have a great rest of the day or evening, and we'll pick it up in a week, having looked at a candidate for a final draft. Try and put a bow around this and call it quits. Thanks, all. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Thanks, Mike.